Blog Talk Radio.
Grab Sick Radio, premiere, twisting internet radio. Listen here, you're rocking the best Thursday night on air. Urban music, culture, lifestyle, yeah. BrownSugarRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on. BrownSugarRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on. BrownSugarRadio, premiere, twisting internet radio. Listen here, you're rocking the best Thursday night on air. Urban music, culture, lifestyle, yeah. BrownSugarRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on. Brown Sugar Radio is the premier choice in internet radio. You're rocking with the best every Thursday night, live in urban music, culture, and lifestyle. That's right, www.brownsugarradio.com. Come on, keep your internet on.
Brown Sugar, Brown Sugar, Brown Sugar, Brown Sugar Radio.
Keep your internet on.
Brown Sugar, Brown, Brown Sugar, Brown Sugar, Brown Sugar Radio.
B-R-O-W-N-S-U-G-A. Go run and tell the DJ. Hitting the Vegas, the hitting worldwide. Brown Sugar Radio is all the way live. Let's shake the world. Good night.
What's happening, Brown Sugar Radio? Tonight, we have a third incredible show for you lined up with this action-packed week. We have Bumpin' on the live show on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm so honored tonight because we have the extraordinary Ella Ray Grace in the house tonight, along with her grandson, Pierre Hudson, as they share with us their incredible success journey on how they have the number one voted soul food restaurant in the Vegas Valley tonight, Ella M's Soul Food Restaurant, and I got to tell you that I am a regular at this restaurant. It is so delicious, mouth-watering, just unbelievably, you know, just incredible meals they produce, and I just want to say that tonight we have not only an incredible, you know, entrepreneur in their own right, but we have history in the making. Many I want to share with you real quick about Ella's story, okay? Now, she was born in Mississippi, all right, and she was the oldest daughter of Jeannie Lou Davidson and John Gray. And now, during this time when she was born, okay, check this out, segregation was at its highest peak, okay? And so the Gray family had struggled, you know, and went through a lot, but through love, laughter, and, of course, cooking, you know, it kept helped keep the family alive. And one thing I want to say is that Ella, her cooking is just such an incredible, it just has such an incredible dynamic to it. You can tell that it is extraordinary in its own right, and not everybody can cook like this, okay? You know how they can say she can burn, all right? Well, Ella, okay, look, she is certainly just making the best out of what it is, and I just have to say that tonight, one of the quotes that her mother would say, and this is some wisdom right here, says, take your time, make it with care, and before you eat, say a prayer. Okay, and those are the words that Ella's mother bestowed upon her. And I do believe that prayer is something very, very important today. It is one of the secrets to success that many entrepreneurs today in this world are missing. And so that's why tonight, I want to welcome to the stage and present to others. We have Pierre Hudson, who is live tonight, and also the legendary Ella Gray, the founder of Ella M Soul Food Restaurant, joining us live tonight on Brown Sugar Radio. Welcome, Pierre and Ella, tonight to Brown Sugar Radio.
Hi, thank you for having us, Brown
thank
Sugar.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Absolutely. I'm honored. I'm so honored, and we want to welcome you on in tonight as we do all of our special guests with a round of applause. Okay? History in the making. And so I know Ella, he calls you Granny, all right? And so I just want to say, I'm going to call you Miss Ella. Can I call you Granny? Okay. Okay, Granny. I look, I've been at your restaurant so many times, I feel like family already, okay?
Okay.
All right, but I just want to say, you know, Ella, just your story in itself, you know, how you went through, you know, the segregation process and, you know, just now today as you see how the obstacles we have overcome as African Americans, and to have your own business, you know, and to have your grandson support it so strongly, I just want to say that I am so proud to have another African-American entrepreneur that's so successful today. And your cooking, the style, I mean, just everything about the food, you can tell that is detailed, from the plate that is served on to the way the order is taking. You know, you cater to the customers in the restaurant, everything from even the color scheme to how you have the different tables and the chairs selected, and you have the history on the walls with Michael Jackson and, you know, Martin Luther King Jr., just all of the different historic black figures that are in the restaurant. I just want to say that, you know, it makes me proud to see another successful black business booming so strong in such a weak economy. So thank you so much, Pierre and Ella, you know, for continuing to strive for excellence in
thank
such
you.
A time as today.
Yeah, it's been a long journey, but, you know, we've overcome a lot of obstacles, and we're trying to just keep on going strong. As you may know, Brown Sugar Granny is now 97 years old and still going strong.
Wow. 97 years old. That is a blessing. Wow. So you've seen a lot, huh, Granny?
Yeah, I sure have.
So can you tell us, go ahead, Granny. Feel at home on this radio show, okay? You are at home.
I'm blessed to see a black president, one of the things.
Oh, I know. That's amazing in itself, you know.
And his inauguration was on my birthday, January the 20th. That's another blessing.
Wow. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know, I want to ask you now, being from the South, you know, in Mississippi, I'm sure it was heavily.
No, wait a minute. I was born in Mississippi, but I was reared in Oklahoma.
Okay, in Oklahoma. Now, how long did you live out there, Granny?
I came to Oklahoma when I was 3, and I left there in 1944.
Okay. Wow.
Oklahoma's known for land, and I had. And after the Indians and everything got their priority, then they had a race, and I had 2 uncles in that race, and so that's how I came to Oklahoma.
Wow. Now, your love for cooking, you know, can you tell us what was it that actually began this journey, you know, to making these delicious meals?
You don't say no, backing up so we're not in the red. Oh. Well, my mother taught me to cook, and I cook for, when I graduated from the 8th grade, and then we had to take a test from the state of Oklahoma to go to the 9th grade, which is high school, and I learned to cook then, because they taught home economics. And I learned to cook.
Okay.
When you're in the South, you learn to cook because the old folks made you cook.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, you learn how to make biscuits and it's everything. We cooked everything. We fried chicken. We had hogs. We cooked chitlins. We did it all.
Wow. And everything was from scratch. Wasn't no boxes and Betty Crocker and all that back then,
no
huh?
Was no boxes. Like right now, at 97, I've never ate a TV dinner.
Wow. Look at that. And so the patience and the time and dedication it takes, you know, to make meals from scratch What do you say to, you know, right now how we have a lot of the box meals and a lot of the microwave meals, you know, that are. Wow. We need to go back, huh, to the olden days where they had us cooking and preparing meals from scratch. I guess people feel like, you know, this is a microwave society now, and I miss the fact that, you know, we actually took the time and put more love into the meals, you know, years ago, whereas now it's more of a convenience thing.
Yeah, convenient.
What would you say is your favorite dish, Granny?
Truthfully, I love smothered cabbage. I love chitlins. I eat the same thing that I was raised, brought up on: peach cobbler, pound cakes, sweet potato pies. I eat it all. I don't have no. I'm in good health and I can eat it. I mean, I don't know diet or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And you still eat just like you did when you grew up, huh, Granny?
That's right. Yeah.
All right, and you know, I just believe that, you know, that's I'm glad you said that, because that was going to be one of my questions. You know, I mean, being 97 years old, you've seen a lot. I know God has blessed you with so much wisdom, and I wanted to ask you that.
I still go fishing. I went fishing on sea. I caught, I think, 8 catfish. I love the casinos.
Wow.
I can't. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty good
here. So you're active, very active, on the move. As a matter of fact, for all my listeners that are joining us tonight in the chat room, we had to catch Granny because Granny was on the move. She was actually traveling. Okay. And so we caught her as she visited relatives.
Yeah. Well, I'm down here. One of my oldest niece was having her memorial tomorrow.
Okay.
So that's just why I'm here.
That is awesome.
We've been traveling ever since around 12 this morning, so Granny's pretty tired now.
Well, we won't keep you long, Granny. Like I said, I'm just so excited to even have you here, you know, and I've been to the restaurant. We go actually once a week now. Okay, I'm dedicated. Once a week, you go see me at Ella M's. I love your peach cobbler, your sweet potato pie. You know, everything is delicious. My favorite meal, though, is the catfish meal with the collard greens.
Have you ate your hot water cornbread yet?
Yes, I love it. Okay, I can't get enough of that either with the butter.
Yeah.
I told Pierre, I said, I need to cut all this out. I've been to gain 20 pounds. But I love it. I love it. You know, it's a heartfelt, deep home-felt restaurant, you know. And that's the thing for all of my Vegas listeners. You got to check it out. The restaurant, the hours are, correct me if I'm mistaken, Pierre. Is it Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.?
Well, actually, Brown Sugar, we just opened 7 days. So Monday through Saturday, we're open from 11 to 9 p.m., and on Sundays, we're open from 11 to 7 p.m. So we're 7 days now.
All right. That's it. Okay. Especially here in Vegas now, we need to have 7 days. You know, folks get spoiled used to stuff staying open 7 days a week out here. And you can check them out for the local listeners and for all of the listeners that are actually going to be visiting Las Vegas soon. The address is 775 West Craig Road at Suite 146. And the phone number, they actually do pick up orders if you're interested. You can call and place your order and go pick it up. Or you can sit down in a very relaxing and uplifting environment in the restaurant where they service you there. I myself have actually sat in the restaurant and ordered in, both of them, exceptional service, just absolutely incredible. But the call-in number is 702-823-4444, okay? That's 702-823-4444, all right? And so, Granny, I know that you're tired. I just want to ask you a couple more questions because I know you've just been busy and you've been traveling. But I want to ask you, how did the restaurant come about, you know, as far as you, you know, indulging some of your family secret restaurant recipes?
My grandson wanted it, so he looked around, and then he had me to come from Oakland to down there, and we decided on that place. He thought it was a good location. So, you know, with Granny being old, I kind of go with what the young folks, you know, want to do. So it wasn't nothing for me to do but go with him, agree with him.
Okay. Oh, it did. Absolutely. And congratulations on being voted the number one best soul food restaurant in Las Vegas. How did that feel when you guys were honored with that reward?
I was really happy. In fact, I got a plaque on my living room wall, so everybody that comes in sees that.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Now, did it take, you know, as far as you giving the recipes, you know, to the restaurant, you know, did you actually specifically pick which ones that you wanted to serve, or did you and your grandson kind of sit down and say, this is what's popular, this is what people are designing?
We sat down and kind of made it out. We sat down and kind of made it out, and then if they get stuck, they would call me in Oakland, and I told them they had to put me back on the payroll.
That's right, Granny, you tell them.
What did they do wrong or whatever?
Right.
So I went there one time and I had to show them how to pick the collard greens because they was cooking stems and all. I said, this ain't gonna work.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, they was doing too much, huh?
Yeah.
Well, your greens are delicious.
This was bad because it's getting low.
Okay, Granny. Her cell phone is getting low. Well, Granny, I just want to say, you know, thank you. I am greatly privileged to have you come through tonight on Brown Sugar Radio. I know you just arrived, actually, because you're traveling. You arrived and you're visiting family at your destination. So we'll go ahead and let you go, but I just wanted to, you know, have you speak to the listeners so they can know that Ella M, yes, is definitely – you know, doing her thing out here in Las Vegas. So thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Good night.
Okay, well, enjoy the rest of your trip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to stay on the phone. I'll talk to you later, Granny.
Yeah, because I ain't been to the bathroom or nothing to do.
Still alive.
That's all right. Okay. Hey, Granny, we keep it real on Brown Sugar Radio. That's all right. It is raw and uncut. Granny, be blessed.
You.
Thank you. All right.
You're going to be an eavesdropper.
She's adorable. Oh, wow. That was such a treat to have her tonight, you know, come in. All the more listeners, Pierre, what I'd love for you to do is give let's give out your website for Ella M Soul Food Restaurant, and then your Facebook, and if you have a Twitter, let's put it all out there.
Okay. Well, actually, Brown Sugar, our website address is ellaems.com, and it's ELLAEMS.com, and you could when you log on to the website, you can join us Facebook and Twitter off of the website. There's a link where you can click on and become a fan of LAM for Facebook as well as Twitter.
Oh, okay. All right. And so that'll work. That'll most definitely work. And please follow him on Twitter and get on his Facebook page. And once again, as I mentioned, for those of you who are in the Vegas Valley visiting, you know, please go by and check out Ella M's Soul Food Restaurant. Like I said, the food is just delicious, and it's addicting. Y'all need to have a warning label on the front door, Pierre, that says, highly addictive warning, okay? If you enter, you will return.
Yeah, I might look into that, getting that sticker.
Okay, because the food is so, so good. Now I want to ask you, as far as being her grandson and how, you know, you actually did the research and pulled together a business plan to launch the restaurant, Kind of tell us a little more in depth how all of that came about.
Okay, well, to be honest with you, Brown Sugar, we kind of jumped head first into it, my fiance and I. I was in the trucking business prior to that, and, of course, when the economy got bad and the fuel costs went up and, you know, trucking became slow, to be perfectly honest, we had eaten at a few soul food restaurants here in town, and we just kind of felt like, you know, hey, we need to put, you know, some of our recipes out there. And my fiance, she's a great cook in her native cuisine of Thai, but, you know, has been in the family for a while and learned to cook soul food early on. And you wouldn't know a Asian lady was behind, you know, those pots and pans back there if you taste the food. She's granny, you know, which she doesn't give a lot of, you know, outsiders her recipes, but, you know, taught him how to cook. And, of course, you know, with soul food, we don't use measuring cups and teaspoons and, you know, measuring.
Right, cups. Right. You're right. Look.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a pinch of this and a drop of that. That's it.
Exactly. Granny, you know, granny coached her from the kitchen and, you know, taught her how to make everything just as she learned to make it, you know, over 85 years ago. So,
wow.
Her peach cobbler and sweet potato pie and, you know, makes everything just like Granny taught her. So we asked her, you know, with her blessing, does she mind if we give opening a restaurant a shot? And we did, and we took off from day one with God's blessing and, you know, became number one, voted number one soul food by the major newspaper, Las Vegas Review Journal here in the Valley. So that's something
that we're
very proud of. And I'm honored to, you know, still be in business after a year and doing, you know, pretty well to be a brand new, you know, restaurant in this economy.
For real.
Yeah, so far, so good. So, you know, we just hope that everyone will continue to support us and, you know, come check us out if you haven't already. And, you know, thanks to the people who've been there like yourself. So thank you for
Absolutely.
Your support, Brown Sugar. We know you're always in there. And like you said earlier in the show, you're like family. We've adopted you.
Okay. I'm telling you, I'm in there every week. I said, wow, I mean, the food is so delicious. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show, because I knew that, first of all, in order to find a good soul food restaurant, you know, it takes a special talent, special skill chef, you know, to do that. And I mean, not everybody can make greens, you know, not everybody can make fish, you know what I'm saying, fried catfish. And so my thing, when I went to the restaurant, I had been hearing it on the radio here locally, and you guys were announcing it over and over, and I said, you know, I'm gonna go check it out, because there have been a few restaurants I have tried and I didn't particularly care for, you know. So I said, you know, I'm gonna keep looking until I find the one that I you know, is on point, like how my grandma, she's from Arkansas, okay, Little Rock, Arkansas, and she used to get down with fried cabbage and, you know what I'm saying, some other pork chops, and couldn't nobody do it like Granny. So I understand, you know, where you like, look, Granny, can we go ahead and get these restaurant recipes, because we want to, yeah, make sure it's right. Everybody can't do it like Granny. Yeah, so it was important that I had you on the show, because I finally have found something that was, you know, comparable to what my grandmother used to do and how she used to get down in the kitchen. God bless her soul. My grandmother is no longer with us. So I think that is a blessing. Your grandmother's 97 years old, still active in her right mind, you know what I'm saying, and able to see, you know, the fruition of her dream, of your dream, come to pass. So, I mean, that is just awesome. And for those of you who are in Vegas, I encourage you to please check out Ella M Soul Food Restaurant, located, like I said, once again, it is on the corner of, it's on Craig and what's the other cross street, Pierre?
The cross street is Revere. Craig and Revere.
Revere, okay.
Shopping plaza.
Okay, yes. And like I said, you know, it's nice because it's a nice change of pace. And it gives, you know, just that extra that it enhances, you know, exactly that component, that, what is it? I want to say that, I'm trying to think of the word, when something's missing in your life, you know. I can't think of it, I can't put my finger on it, but it just gives you that missing link, you know, as far as what's added into the African-American culture. The void, yes. I'm trying to think of it, like, what is the word? Absolutely, that's it. It fills the void, you know, because to me, African-American culture is, you know, deep when it comes to everything from our music, you know, to the, you know, our food and how we dress and just everything, our hair, the products we use. And that is such a significant part of the African-American culture, the food that we eat. And I just think that it's important to make sure that we take the time out, you know, and we pay, you know, the respect. When you see another entrepreneur that's working and striving to do something positive within the community, you know, and that was my thing when I stepped into the restaurant and I seen how you had all of the different, you know, iconic figures in the restaurant, you know, posted up in there. I said, wow, you know, this is it, you know, and just the service was incredible. And your prices, too, are not bad. And this is the thing, Pierre, when I went to the restaurant, okay, I was expecting, and I guess this is where I have gotten spoiled with Ella M. Y'all have just truly, truly spoiled me to a T. But when I went and I ordered my food, y'all get, the servings are, like, ginormous, okay? Y'all servings are so huge. It's enough for, like, two or three people, just one order. Y'all not selfish with your food. Y'all not stingy with them servings, okay?
Not at all. We want you to be full and even have something to take home. So, you know, it's good to heat that food up in the morning, have it for breakfast.
Yeah, okay? And that's exactly what I did, okay? I said, this is, I mean, just amazing, you know, how you gave enough food and then some. And, you know, they also, like I said, for those of you who are interested, they have full servings of pies, for peach cobbler, sweet potato. They have angel and chocolate cake, for those of you who are interested. And I just want to say that, you know, it's a wonderful thing because when you guys have only been in business a year, you said, Pierre? That's it? Only a year? Wow. Uh-oh, Pierre, are you there? Uh-oh, Pierre, did I lose you? Aw, shucks. Well, listeners, certainly, you know how we do. He will call back in. Things happen. That's what happens when you got a live show. Things come up, but it's all good. It's all good. And actually, we're at our halfway point. What I believe I'm going to end up doing is actually we're going to take a quick commercial break. And let's see here if Pierre calls back in. Aw, shucks. Well, heck, that's what happens with live recordings. Pierre, you there? Golly. Oh, well. He'll call back in. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. Y'all keep it locked here on your premier choice in internet radio. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of listening to those same old boring shows? Do you need a change? Well, come join us weekly, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time. On the live show on Blog Talk Radio, we have the hottest celebrity interviews and the latest updates on entertainment, health, beauty, and fashion, even more. Brown Sugar Radio, recently featured in Web Radio Magazine for representing the best in internet radio. Join us today at www.brownsugarradio.com, where entertainment is extraordinary.
bird. You ain't nothing but a vulture. Always hoping for the worst. Waiting for me to. You'll regret the day when I find another girl, yeah. You know just what I need, know just what I mean. When I'm tired, I keep it drama free. Whoa, whoa. I know you're mad with the world. I wish you best of luck. Now I'm finna throw them juices up. I'm looking to lose. I'm talking my juices up to fire. I'm moving on with something better, better, better. No more trying to make it work. You make me wanna say, say bye bye. Say, say bye bye. Say, say bye bye to her.
To be Valentine's, together all the time. Thought it was true love, but you know women lie. It's like I sent my love with a text 2 times. Call cause I care, but I ain't getting no reply. Trying to see eye to eye, but it's like we both blind. Let's hit the club, I rarely sip, but pour me some. Cause when it's all said and done, I ain't gon' be the one that she can always run to. I hate liars, love, I'm tired of trying. My heart big, but it be quiet. I don't never feel like we vibing. Cause every time we alone, it's an awkward silence. So leave your keys on the kitchen counter. And give me back that ruby ring with the big diamond. It is over, what you tripping for? I don't wanna have to let you go. But baby, I think it's better if I let you know. No.
I'm looking to lose, I'm tucking my juices up to her. I'm moving on to something better, better, better. No more time to make it work.
Like Chicago, so I flip that and the index finger follow. Deuces, we ain't got no future in tomorrow. I'm a so it shouldn't be that hard to swallow. The other chick I'm with never complaining. She make me wanna leave the one I'm with, Usher Raymond. Probably didn't register, don't trip, later on it will. Shorty full of drama like gangster Grizzill. I finally noticed it, it finally hit me. Like Tina did Ike in the limo, it finally hit me. I got a new chick, and she ain't you. She Paula Patton thick, she give me deja vu. And all that attitude, I don't care about it. But all that I do for her, you gon' hear about it. Breezy rap, 2 up, 2 down, but I'm just putting 2 up, chucking up the deuce now.
I'm looking to lose, I'm chucking my juices up to her.
This is B Swells on Brown Sugar Radio. Radio, 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 radio.
What it is, y'all?
It's your girl, Miss Day County.
In the house tonight with my girl, Brown Sugar, on the hottest show on the internet, Brown Sugar Radio. Make sure y'all keep it locked.
All right, so we're back in action, and we are on part 2 of the segment as we have Pierre Hudson letting us know how his grandmother secrets, soul food secrets, tasty meals have actually thrived and flourished into a successful business here in the Vegas Valley. And so welcome back, P. Pierre. I don't know what happened earlier, but we're glad you're back.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad to be back.
All right. Now, you were sharing with us about your fiance, and her name is M. Is that what it is? It's Ella. Your grandmother is Ella, and hers is M. That's what combined the name of the restaurant, correct?
Correct. That's correct. Yeah, I
all
was
right.
Just, basically saying that, you know, she was a good cook in her native cuisine and, you know, being around the family for family functions and, you know, learning and learning how to cook soul food. So Granny taught her, like, you know, all the recipes, how to roll her own dough and, you know, cook everything. And she is a champ at it now. So, yeah.
All right.
She's a head person to the business, and so far, so good.
Beautiful. And the one thing that I enjoy about the fact that you have a restaurant is that you will continually always have something that's consumable. You feel me? So it's not like a pair of shoes that you're selling, and once you buy the shoes, then that's it. You know, you don't get, you know what I mean? No one comes back. They got the shoes. You have something that people will desire and that they will crave, you know, weekly, like me, in there every week on payday.
Yeah.
Every Friday, getting my Ella M's catfish. So it's smart, very smart business move, you know, something that will continually create, you know, reoccurring business. So that's absolutely wonderful. Now, I wanted to ask you as far as, and Granny shared with us a little bit, but I want you to tell us, you know, with the entrees, I have your menu here. I can't wait till tomorrow because I'm a show be in there ordering me some more catfish. But I want to go for the listeners. I want to tell you a little bit what's on their menu, okay, and then let you know how they get down here at Ella M Soul Food Restaurant. Some of the items you can choose from are smothered chicken. Then they have liver and onions, meatloaf, oxtails, chitlins. Now, the chitlins, it says, is only Friday through Sunday. Is that still correct, Pierre?
Yeah, that is correct. We only do the chitlins Friday through Sunday.
All right. The catfish filet meal, which is my favorite, red snapper, shrimp, pork chops, country fried steak, and they have the oven-baked barbecue ribs. And so all of the entrees are affordable. And the good thing about it, like I said, not only do you receive an oversized serving of helping, but the one thing that is awesome with this is that it's served with your choice of three sides and cornbread. Okay, that cornbread Granny was talking about, which is just delicious. So, you know, I want y'all to get a feel, you know, actually to see what it is that they're serving. They even have a veggie plate for those of you who may be vegetarians. The baked chicken also, too, for those of you who want to eat a little healthier, you know. So they cater to a little bit of everyone. And that's the thing that is just remarkable about Ella M Soul Food Restaurant. They even have hamburgers and sandwiches. And as I mentioned earlier, their peach cobbler is it's just crazy. It's like you're in heaven when you're eating that peach cobbler. You know, get you some vanilla ice cream and y'all know what to do with it, okay? So I just had to get you on the show because it was important to me, like I mentioned earlier. Pierre, you know, that missing segment, you know, that void we have to fill, you know, we have to make sure that we bring the culture full circle, and the food is so important, you know, it's a very important dynamic of the African-American community, you know, and I think that we need more of it. They don't have, you know, enough, you know, soul food restaurants, and so it's good that you know, open up this opportunity for Las Vegas. I know we do have a few other soul food restaurants in Vegas, but none quite like this. So just amazing. Now, with the menu, what I'm going to ask you, who was it that decided, like, what would be served? How did you guys come up with the entrees and you know, establish what you would serve at the restaurant?
That's a good question, Brown Sugar. We sat down with Granny and you know, we had some ideas of our own, but, of course, we consulted with her to find out exactly, you know, what would be best at all. We kind of all just put our heads together on that and came up with the menu that we have.
Beautiful.
Now, we do offer specials, you know, every now and again on different things besides what's on the menu.
Okay, do you have any specials that'll be coming up this week or this month?
Yeah, I haven't sat down with the cooks to quite figure it out, but we usually do it on Sunday, so we'll have something new next week on the menu for specials for the week.
Oh, so every Sunday you guys provide a special.
Well, we come up with what we're going to have for the week coming up for, like, Monday. So we kind of put our heads together, like, Sunday and figure out what's going to be the special for the week coming up.
Can I make a suggestion? Can y'all put my catfish on the special, Pierre?
Yeah,
I love y'all catfish.
Yeah.
Okay, Brown Sugar will be the first one in line getting that catfish.
That's your favorite, huh, Brown Sugar?
I love it. I'm telling you, if a soul food restaurant can get down and cook some mouth-watering catfish, I know y'all can cook. Everybody can't do catfish right. All right, it's like everybody can't do chitlins, right? I don't eat everybody's chitlins. You know what I mean?
There's a lot of people that come, and I know some black folks is real particular about chitlins. So what we'll do is let them try it before they buy them. So we give them a taste. Okay, give me an order. Yep. So we let them try them before they buy them, and they generally love it. So they'll say, give us an order of it.
See what I'm talking about? And that's real, okay? You know, okay, you're right. Black people are very particular when it comes to their collard greens and their chitlins.
You are so right.
Okay. Now, how would you say, as far as being a business owner here in Las Vegas, as you know, Las Vegas is the number one in foreclosures, and actually, we were number one for unemployment. I just found out today we actually are number three now. Which really isn't any better, but
really ain't.
It ain't no better, but I mean, hey, at least we were number one for the longest, okay? How do you feel, you know, having a successful business, knowing the state of the economy in Las Vegas?
Well, you know, Brown Sugar, that's an excellent question, and that's why even in the beginning, before we opened up, I kind of cheated. I looked at other people's menus that were kind of doing things along the same line, and I wanted to make it affordable, you know, with these trying times that everybody is going through right now. So when I sat down and did the prices with my food vendor, which is Cisco, that does a lot of our fresh produce and meats, my rep, she thought I was crazy when we were doing the price analysis and, putting together the ingredients and what's going into each dish and, you know, on which plate and how much we should charge, so on and so forth. And when she came up with her numbers, I always went down, you know, a notch or two, you know, because I knew, you know, that our people, you know, are having it real tough right now, not just our people, the whole country is having it tough. So I wanted to make our meals affordable for, you know, the average person to be able to come sit down and eat, you know, and get a nice portion of food at a reasonable price. So that was one of the things that I targeted on, you know, prior to opening. And I honestly can say that I think it's one of our things that, you know, has brought us success.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the price and the portion size. I mean, you get well worth your money, you know. And that's what I think is the fact, well, you know, the food just tasting just delicious, you know, is the first thing I should say. Because no matter how cheap it was, if the food wasn't good, you know, you wouldn't have a business. So,
you are so right.
The food, just so delicious, you know. And then I would say your prices would be second, you know, customer service, you know, your staff is so pleasant there. And then, you know, definitely making sure that, you know, you do. I don't really look at that as cheating, Pierre. I think that you just being a businessman. You know, there's nothing wrong. I'm sure that Kmart and Walmart check each other out all the time. You know, it's just a business tack that you're using in order to find out what you can do to gain an edge in this industry. And I ain't mad at that.
Right.
You know?
You're right, Brown Sugar. You're absolutely right.
You know, so what, as far as your goals for the restaurant, where do you see LAM's restaurant in the next 5 to 10 years? What goals do you have in place for, you know, your business?
I see why you have a radio show. You ask some great questions. That's funny you ask.
You like, she getting me, huh?
Yeah. We are in process now. Right now, we're looking for a place in the Bay Area, which is my hometown. And, you know, with our Facebook page, I got a, like more than half the people are friends of mine from home. So, you know, they're like, when you bringing LMs home? Because they've come to Vegas for, you know, different reasons, vacationing or whatever, you know, business calls them here. And they always make it a point to stop by. And like yourself, they love the food. So they're like, when are you bringing it home? So we're in the process as we speak of looking for a location in the Oakland area and taking LAMs to the Bay.
Okay, there you go. That's right. And shoot, and I'm praying for your continued success, you know, possibly even open nationwide restaurant. You know, I mean, that's how good that the food is, you know, and I don't see no reason why you shouldn't be able to, you know, with God's blessings and a business plan. I mean, I really see LAM, you know, truly expanding.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Brown Sugar. I appreciate that.
No problem. And certainly, like I said, all the listeners, check out LAM Soul Food Restaurant. Is it LAMSoulFood.com is the website? Is that correct?
Actually, it's LAMS.com, and that's just ELLAEMS.com.
Okay, L-A-M-S.com. Okay, there it is. All right, and so actually, if you even look on our page, we do have, that is an actual sample of their food that I have on the page there. That is their serving plate. That's their fried chicken, mac and cheese, their they call them candy yams, and the collard greens. That is actually a true live advertisement of their food. And as you see, the serving size on there is just gigantic. I mean, it's enough for about two or three people, okay? And so I wanted you guys to take a look at that. If you scroll down on the page, you'll be able to see how delicious that fried chicken looks. And it tastes as good as it looks. And so I want to encourage all of you who are locally tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, certainly, once again, I'm going to shout it out before we exit for tonight. I want to give you that street address for those of you who are just joining us. And the address is 775 West Craig Road. That's Suite 146. And it's just east of Home Depot, next to Big Lots on West Craig Road, okay? And the number for those of you who would like to call in, place your order, and then go pick up that delicious LAM Soul Food is 702-823-4444, 702-823-4444, okay? And so certainly you guys do not want to miss this just incredible, unbelievable cooking. I mean, it reminds me so much of my grandmother's cooking, and it's hard to find that, you know? It's like that. It's just like you're at home. You know, one thing I want to say, Pierre, before actually trying LAM Soul Food, some of the other soul food restaurants I had tried, they were okay, but it seems as if it was too commercialized. It wasn't that personalized home-style cooking, if you understand where I'm coming from.
I know exactly where you're coming from, Brown Sugar. Like I said, that was one of the determining factors of us, you know, opening up, not to bash our competition or anything, but that was, I understand exactly where you're coming from. And again, that was one of our determining factors of, hey, let's bring, you know, our cooking to the valley. So,
right.
Exactly where you're coming from.
Right. You know, and especially with you growing up, you know, now this is your grandmother. Is it your mother or your father? What was it that connected? I'm trying to figure out the relationship. Was it your granny's daughter or her son? You're her grandson, so what's the link to granny?
Granny is my mom's mom, and my mom is one of nine children. And honestly, I think granny has about, and this is not putting a lot on, I might be taking a little off, she has like 50 or 60 great-grands and even more great-great-grands. So we come from a big family, real clean.
Wow.
And, you know, sometimes when we do our family functions like Thanksgiving, we have to get a hall because no one's home is big enough to accommodate all of us. And with that being said, we all pretty much are, you know, right there in the Bay Area, you know, except for me moving out here to Vegas. But, yeah, we're a pretty close-knit family, and it's a lot of us. So, you know, we do family functions. We all get together, and we put it down. So, yeah.
That's amazing. Now, did your mother, was she also heavily involved in the family secret recipes and developing the restaurant?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. Everybody, on down, like I say, to the grandkids, you know, Granny doesn't really cook anymore because she can't stand on her feet too long, but you best believe she's coaching from a chair somewhere nearby. And, you know, it has literally been passed down, you know, through the generations, from her teaching her kids and my mom teaching us and me now teaching my kids, you know, how to cook and, you know, kind of fend for themselves, you know, in case they don't find one of those wives or husbands who know what they're doing in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's it. Now, do you cook quite a bit, or do you let – you're blessed because you have a fiancé that actually has learned from Granny, but – do you actually get in the kitchen also, Pierre, or you kind of sit back?
I have to be
and admire.
That woman of mine, she has truly spoiled me. So I tend to stay away from the kitchen cooking. I eat up everything now.
All right. Okay. But you just real about it, okay? I'm not mad at that. Well, you know, Pierre, I want to say that, you know, I'm grateful to have you on the show, and our time has come to an end, but I do want to say that, you know, I have tried it myself, so you can definitely take my word, because I'm such a picky soul food eater, you know, that Ella M's is definitely heading in the right direction, and I just want to encourage you, you know, to continue to, you know, strive to open as many restaurants as you can, you know. And And one other question I have before I let you go, do you see employment opportunities, you know, expanding here locally for Ella M?
If we, you know, decide to expand, right now we got a pretty solid crew. And, you know, like I say, my cook, you know, we've adopted him into the family. My fiance is down there cooking all the time, but most of the positions that we hire for are servers. So I would encourage anyone, you know, we prefer you to have a background in serving, to come on down and, you know, leave your resume with us. And, you know, we do hire servers as we get busy and or if we, you know, lose people to finding something better or moving on, you know, with their lives. So, yeah, we want to encourage, you know, anybody to come on down and have the experience and leave their resume with us. And, you know,
okay. Absolutely. You never know where to take place. So you want to always have that door of opportunity open, you know. Well, good. Thank you, you know. And like I said, God bless you guys. I mean, just continue to do it. And I'm going to support you. I'll be there every Friday getting my catfish. I need to try something different, but you know how you just get hooked on that one meal?
Yeah,
I can't let it go, Pierre.
One of my favorites, the
oxtails. Is it? Oh, what's your favorite side?
Listen, my favorite side, I would have to say, like you, the greens. I love greens.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's it. Most definitely. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, thank you, Pierre, for stopping through, and let Granny know, you know, also that we were just forever grateful for her, you know, coming through tonight and sharing with us some of the history of the restaurant and, you know, her, definitely her sitting down working with you to develop the restaurant. You know, that was just awesome to hear that.
I will let her know. I will definitely let her know, Brown Sugar.
Okay. All right. Well, you take care, Pierre, and, you know, good night. Tell Em, your fiance also, that Brown Sugar Radio said hello, and she's doing an outstanding job.
I will do so, and thank you for having us on the show, Brown Sugar. You the bomb.
All right now. You're welcome. Okay, good night.
Good night. Good night.
All right. Okay, well, there you have it, all of my Brown Sugar Radio listeners tonight, as Pierre Hudson comes through tonight and he does his thing and he shares with us, you know, how the restaurant took place. And I just think that, you know, his story and his grandmother's story, wow, 97 years old, that woman has seen so much, you know, and just amazing to sit back and now watch her grandchildren, you know, actually take something you learned at such a precious age and develop it into a thriving, successful business. What a phenomenal, you know, endeavor to have experienced. And I just think that with Granny, you know, still being able to witness that and see it is just a miracle in itself. What a blessing. But tomorrow night, many of you keep it locked, because we will have Why Are You Still Single with Coach Rael, and that's going to be another heavy, hidden, action-packed show. The show is going to be focused on those of you who may feel you're struggling in that area of being single. You can't quite seem to meet the mate that you desire, or maybe you feel your standards are too high, or maybe you're too scared, you know, whatever may be the case. Tomorrow night, I'd love for you all to come through at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time as Coach Rael does his thing and shares with us some relationship success tips, okay, on how to find the right mate. And the next Tuesday, can y'all believe it? It will be 3 years. Brown Sugar Radio has our 3-year anniversary special, and it's going to be exciting because I'm going to have previous guests that actually were on the show come through and stop by, and we're going to have a celebration, 3 years up and running. And you know what, Ed Lips? I am going to reward you with my Loyal Listener of the Year Award, okay, because I'm telling you, Ed Lips is there no matter what may be the case. He is always there. I got to award you, okay, because he's been with us the full 3 years. Tuning in every night. You don't miss too many shows. If you do miss some, maybe you're sick or something, huh? It's not too many that Ed misses. He is there and he is locked and loaded on Brown Sugar Radio. And you know, I certainly do appreciate you. That's my word, huh? Appreciate. I need to make a banner. Brown Sugar appreciates. I say it all the time, but you know I say it because I mean it, straight up. But that's going to be truly exciting next week as we have our 3-year anniversary show on August 3rd. And so definitely, like I said, mark your calendars because that show is just going to be full of so many wonderful surprises as we come through Brown Sugar Radio. And so I'm going to go ahead and we're going to close because we do have, a busy week. So I don't want to keep you guys too long. If you notice, your girl Brown Sugar has been making it a point to actually end on time this week. I haven't went over. Last week, oh, my goodness, I went over an hour with the, How to Recover from Choosing the Wrong Mate. We had so many callers on that show. It was crazy. But the show was such a blessing, and I really truly felt like I needed God to just take control, you know. So on some shows, if it goes overboard, it's because I felt like God was anointing me, you know, and calling me to use that time, you know, for him to minister or to help others. And check it out, I actually have that as the featured show for the month. And that show right there was just crazy. It was awesome. It was beautiful. It was just meaningful. But definitely, like I said, I've been ending on time because I know how important it is. You have families. Many of you have things you need to take care of. So I try to be, you know, thoughtful as far as the time. But we're going to go ahead and close. So tomorrow night, come back through, and we'll do it all over again. And I just have to say thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment, my goodness, I was going to say is extraordinary. But you know what? I forgot to do my quote. I have to do it. This is my quote for tonight. He or she who laughs, laughs. You last a lifetime. Laughter is the medicine for your soul. All right, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and be blessed. Good night.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show.
On Internet Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics. The latest fashion.
Health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm going to take my time so I can get a sensual seduction.